Dignity Health here, official healthcare provider of the San Francisco Giants. Winning is always a team sport, powered by great, dedicated fans. When everyone is all in, magic happens at the ballpark. When it comes to healthcare, the Dignity Health team at Dominican Hospital is all in too. Every day, the healthcare professionals at Dominican Hospital in Santa Cruz are ready to deliver exceptional, compassionate care to you and your family. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
It's post-game wrap time after the Cardinals take game one of the series by the final score of 5-3. All the offense came late in this game. Lots of life from the Giants there at the end. You hear me, Mike?
Oh, I got you fine.
Okay, yeah.
John's got a end of his connector just popped off, so he'll
you and I will handle the first part of the
wrap. We're going for the first segment.
Your thoughts on this game?
Well, you hate to lose a game with your ace out there that pitched as beautifully as Gausman did. I mean, he took a no-hitter into the seventh inning, and with one out, there was a single by Arenado, and you know, and they just bunched three hits together. It was a big two-out, two-strike knock by Carpenter that knocked in two, and that's what took Gausman down. I mean, it's hard to – I mean, he was brilliant today. I mean, everything about his whole approach was powerful and to a very, very difficult, tight strike zone. He persevered. But you tip your cap because on the other side of the field, the starting pitcher for the Cardinals, Kwon Young Kim, was spectacular. Giants had never seen him before. And here's a guy who's a lefty that throws under the hit and speed, the normal speed. He averages the high 80s, occasional 90-mile-an-hour fastball, but with two types of movement on his changeup. He had a curveball, a slider. He cut the ball. I mean, he just carved. And the Giants really were off balance all the way through his seven-inning stint. So he was the difference in the game. I like the fact that the Giants came back offensively because this bullpen for the Cardinals is high octane. They got a lot of stuff coming at you. They're not guys that give up big innings. And the Giants, you know, they made it interesting there at the end. So we'll see if this ninth inning that they kind of scratched some runs and made it uncomfortable for Alex Reyes, the closer, if that has anything to do the rest of the series. And I think it's going to prove to be a very interesting series. But a tough day to lose with your ace and as well as Gausman pitched.
And we did have some questions as to Mike Schilt, the Cardinal manager. And I guess you can't really question his bunting strategy since they ended up getting a couple of runs in that ninth inning. And those were the runs that ended up being the game-winning runs. But once they lengthened their lead, he had Reyes throwing in the bullpen. Then all of a sudden he got his left-hander, Cabrera, up out there. He had both of them throwing. And you thought, well, why are they both throwing? You would think maybe if it's no longer a safe situation, he would no longer use Reyes. But it was no longer a safe situation, and he did use Reyes. And then I thought, well, maybe he's just waiting until all those lefties come up. The Giants have a string of four lefties in there. If they get to those, then he'll bring in Cabrera. Well, he didn't do that either. So, anyway, I'm not sure exactly what he had in mind or what the plan was, but it all worked out. He was the winning manager in this one.
I thought in some ways the key to the game, you know, Tommy Edmonds at bat before the Carpenter triple was emblematic of this, but there were a lot of other ones from there on through the end of the game. The Giants bullpen especially, but even Gausman there with Edmund, Cardinals don't go quietly at the plate. You know, they're having not a great offensive year, and they're not hitting a ton of home runs outside of their top couple guys, but they do put the ball in play. And there are games like this where, I mean, the Giants just couldn't finish. How many two-strike pitches did the Giants throw in those last three innings where the Cardinals didn't go away? And, you know, a lot of those hits were bloops and dunks and little ground ball. But if it happens once, you say, hey, that's just bad luck. If it happens 10 times in three innings like it did, maybe you have to say the Cardinals, that's a strength of their team is, you know, we see so much striking out in the game right now, and the Cardinals find a way in those two-strike situations to put the ball in play.
They're the Cardinals.
It's kind of what they do.
You go back, and when did the Cardinals and the Giants start, John?
1883.
So up until last year, they've been playing each other since 1883. Well, we all know the history between these two teams. And we talk about the mini playoff game you have during the middle of the season with Oakland and with the Dodgers, of course. Well, it's the same thing with the Giants and the Cardinals. I mean, they just don't quit going after each other, and this is why it's fun to watch. It didn't go the way for the Giants today, but, hey, stay tuned.
Yeah, spirited two games still to go, I'm sure.
Dave, did you ride your bike over here? Because you've got this new bright orange sweatshirt on with a hoodie that seems like it would be just the right thing for taking a bicycle ride through the big city.
Good visibility. I did not today, but I trust me, I'm going to use this as a bike riding sweatshirt from here on out.
Yeah. So not today. You're not riding the bike today. But you'd be ready to if you were.
Now it's mine. I'm not giving it back. It's mine. I have it.
And this is, I guess, for this coming weekend, right? All this orange and that orange hat.
The uniforms look a little different than the sweatshirts that we have.
They look sort of white. Incredibly different, not in the same ballpark at all, but although the G, I guess, is the same as is on the uniforms they'll wear over the weekend.
I like them. I like these.
Yeah,
I do.
They're really cool. The City Connect has been a theme that seven teams have been invited to be part of it this year. The Giants are one of them. And the designers at Nike, who are incredible, they came up with seven different uniforms for seven different teams: White Sox, Cubs, Diamondbacks, Dodgers, Red Sox, Marlins, and the Giants. And what they wanted to do is take a theme, something within the city. And for San Francisco, it's Golden Gate Bridge and it's fog. Well, both those things are on the Giants uniform. Kipe said something today when we were talking about the uniforms, because they're very dramatically different than what the cream-colored homes are for the Giants. Kipe says, well, we really won't know until we see them on the field, how they are. I mean, because they're cool, but we won't know until we see them on the field if we like them.
But you'll see me riding my bike with the bright orange.
Dave, we already like, and he's going to be riding his bike tonight at 2 in the morning, and you'll be able to see him.
High visibility from here on out. All right, we'll take our break, and we'll pick players right after this. Okay, post-game wrap part two. I think maybe it's my turn to pick first
lead
today.
Us out.
Okay, well, look, I'll take the starter. You already talked about it, but Kevin Gausman deserved a little better today. And really, truly, I mean, I'm giving the Cardinals credit for those two-strike approaches and putting the ball in play. But Tommy Edman, you can't hit a ball worse than what he did. And that would have been the third out of the inning, and Gausman would have pitched seven scoreless innings. And yeah, but, you know, just a little swinging bunt, just pure bad luck. And then Matt Carpenter did have a great at-bat and hit the triple to knock in the two runs against him. But Kevin Gausman, eight strikeouts, only three hits, seven innings, took the loss. But even with the loss, he's my guy.
All right. That's good, Dave.
Well done. Well done.
John, you want to go next?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to go with Alex Dickerson, because just when we thought this guy Giovanni Gallegos was just unhittable, that they went from Kim, who just seemed to take the power out of everybody's bat, then this guy came in, and it was, I don't know how many pitches he threw. They were all strikes, and guys couldn't even foul him back. And Dickerson finally fouled one back. It was like, wow, that's pretty good. He fouled it back. And then he hit a home run. So just when we despaired that anybody would ever do anything, he hit a home run. So, and I think it hit the facing of that green tin roof out there, which, and I think people who haven't been here much are always surprised to find out if you hit any part of that roof, it's a home run. That's the ground rule. John Tom Payne, the first base umpire, he seemed to be aware of that. He made the call, and he got it just right. And it was Yadier Molina's older brother, Benji. He's the first guy I remember hitting one off the front of that tin roof. And it was that same year where they first had replay review of boundary calls, they called it, where the umpires here at the ballpark went and looked up. And you remember that? The Jets had that young guy, that infielder, who was very fast, and they had told him,
Emmanuel Burris.
Emmanuel Burris says, hey, if Benji gets on here, you go in and run for him. So meanwhile, he gets on. He gets a single because the ball comes back, and Bochy went out to argue about, hey, that ball hit the tin. That's a home run. That's the ground rule here. And they checked it and whatnot. Meanwhile, Burris, he saw Benji at first base. He sped out of the dugout and shot right over to first base. I'm in the game now, Benji. I'll take it from here. And, of course, then when they found him at first, and Bochy went back out there and says, wait a minute. It's a home run. He was only going to go in if it was a single. And you called it a single. And the umpires basically said, Well, we have no mechanism. There's no rule that allows us. We entered him into the game. So he had to actually run the bases for Benji. And Benji hit a home run, got an RBI, and didn't get a run scored. So maybe the only time in Major League history that that's ever happened. But that was the night where I kind of had it driven home that if it hits any part of that green tin roof, it's a home run. And today we saw Dickerson do the same thing.
Good call.
True story.
Good story, too. That was a good memory. Okay. All right, then. I'm going to take Darren Ruff. Darren Ruff had a couple walks today. Really great at bats to get those walks. And then he comes up in the ninth inning, and he really gave everybody hope. With a runner on, he steps up against Alex Reyes, who's nasty, who threw mid-90 backdoor sinker just above the knees. And what did Ruff do? He hit a bolt to right center, and he really got this crowd into it. So for that 1-for-2 day with two walks, I'm taking Darren Ruff.
Yeah.
I like that pick.
Swinging the bat well. He looks good right now.
Yes,
you know,
he does.
Gabe made a point of telling us today that, all these guys coming back, and it looks like the Giants now have a little better way to match up against left-handers, but he wanted to single out, hey, Darren Ruff's not just a guy for lefties. His at-bats are good against everybody right now. So made the manager look smart.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Righty on righty.
Good pick. Darren Ruff. What's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Old school matchup tomorrow. How about that pitching matchup? Adam Wainwright against Johnny Cueto. I mean, those guys have been around for a long time. Maybe the two pitchers with the most sort of knowledge and know-how in the National League right now go head-to-head tomorrow.
Well, and you know, when you're that old and you've been around the game that long, you have to find ways to get yourself amped up. And all they have to do is look over into the other dugout and Cueto see Wainwright and Wainwright see Cueto. It's game on between those guys. A lot of pride between those guys.
It's almost like, wait a minute, Cueto and Wainwright, is this for the Central Division title in 2010 or what? Because these guys have been good for a long, long time, and they used to face each other a lot in when they were both in that Central Division.
And they're both pitching well. So it's like a throwback for both of them. So I'm looking forward to that matchup tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Game two of the series. What's on deck? Sponsored by the Ford F-150 Lightning and your California Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com to see deals on trucks and SUVs right now. Highlights right after this.
Dignity Health here, official healthcare provider of the San Francisco Giants. Winning is always a team sport, powered by great, dedicated fans. When everyone is all in, magic happens at the ballpark. When it comes to healthcare, the Dignity Health team at Dominican Hospital is all in too. Every day, the healthcare professionals at Dominican Hospital in Santa Cruz are ready to deliver exceptional, compassionate care to you and your family. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.